Hello, writer friends. Welcome back to the Write It podcast. This is Deanna, and we are going to jump into episode number 18 today. And what we are going to do is we are going to talk about, do you write when you are not in the mood? This can go either way. So maybe a more direct question would be, do you write when you don't feel like it? Right? If only there was a direct answer to that question. But I would have to say yes and no, right? So the key to completing a writing project is to plan for time to write each day or week. However, what if you are sick or going through a difficult time in your life? Do you write anyway, regardless of your circumstances? Well, sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. So I find that if I'm feeling icky, like under the weather, or I'm not feeling, 100% in my physical body, I can still write and write well, usually, unless I've got like a migraine or something that has put me down for the day, then I can't. So I have found like if I'm really sick and, I can try to write, but chances are I'm not going to be able to do it. So let me rephrase that. So if I'm feeling a little icky, maybe a little under the weather in my physical body, maybe like I have a stuffy nose or something like that, I find, yes, I can sit down and I can write and write well. But like I said, if I have a migraine or like, I'm sick, no, there's no way that I'm going to be able to do that. I need to take that time and I need to recover and I need to rest. This is just me. You might be different. So in addition, if I have something like heavily weighing on my mind, I have a really hard time writing. So it's not all about just our physical body, but it's about our mental and emotional state also. So if I have minor things on my mind, I typically have no problem like pushing them aside, and writing, and I can write and I can write well, but sometimes writing will help me get through like a minor situation. But if I'm dealing with something really heavy or really stressful, writing's not going to help. Writing is going to stress me out even more. And I'm being totally transparent here with you guys. So I'm the type of person, I like to set aside time to write, okay? So early mornings aren't the best for me, but, afternoons, evenings are a great time for me to write. And I like setting aside that time for writing. However, like I've mentioned, sometimes life happens, right? And things come up. Or, instead of being able to sit down and write, we have to go maybe pick up our child from school. Or, you see what I'm saying? Something to that effect. And it's not always going to happen. But the thing is, don't beat yourself up, right? I think we're the hardest on ourselves as authors because we're the only ones who can get this job done. We can't rely on somebody else to write our books or edit our books. Or write our outlines. It's all on us. So we tend to be really hard on ourselves to get things done. And I've learned over the years that yes, I personally do need to set aside time to write. But if something happens that's uncontrollable, I am not going to beat myself up about not being able to write that day. And this, like I said, this is just me. Okay, I know sometimes we have deadlines and things like that. So we really need, to make sure that we do what we're on schedule to do. I get that too. But I'm just talking, 90% of the time. So, only you are going to know if you're capable of writing according to how you're feeling, whether it be physical or emotional. So what's right for me may not be right for you. And you may find that writing will help you feel better no matter what you're going through in your life. And if that's the case, then you know you best. Sit down and knock out that writing, right? So the only way to know for sure is to give it a try. like if we're being realistic. A couple of little tips, to always try and stick to your writing schedule. Like I said, though, sometimes stuff happens. Don't beat yourself up about it. Don't feel, bad about yourself because you couldn't write one day. If you are unable to write because of a sickness, like I said, whether that be emotional or physical, rest up, get yourself back on track, feel better, and aim to write the next day. There's always tomorrow. Do your writing the next day. Just take care of yourself as an author. Okay? So if you're dealing with, an emotional issue, you can try and write. Maybe it'll help you get through it. But again, it may not. And if not, that's okay. Because, like I said, if I've got a migraine or I'm truly sick, I am not going to write. Now, what I might be able to do is jot down maybe like some ideas, if I'm creating an outline, something like that. Yeah, I can do that. Also, if I'm heavily burdened with some type of issue, typically it's really hard for me to focus on my writing. But again, if I'm writing an outline, I could definitely sit and just throw out some ideas, and jot them down. But you know what? Technically, that's still writing. You've got to write the outline. You've got to come up with the ideas for the outline. You've got to put that outline together. You've got to create your chapters, your sequence of events. That is still writing. So let's say you've completed your outline. You are now dedicated to sitting and writing the book, typing it out. For whatever reason, you are just feeling like you can't sit and write the book that day. Go back to your outline. Maybe you can add some new details that you didn't think about before. It's a great way to touch up the outline. So, like I said, it's still writing, sitting, thinking about the story, thinking about where you want it to go in your mind. It may not physically be writing, but it all has to come together in order for you to write that book. Okay? So, bottom line is you've got to figure out what works best for you. You've got to figure out how you're feeling and if writing is going to help you feel better or make you feel worse, and you have to take care of you as an author. That's the bottom line. So I hope you guys found this information about writing when you're not in the mood helpful. I hope maybe it's encouraged you and maybe it's even made you feel better because knowing that another author may, feel the same way you feel about, writing when you're not in the mood makes you feel better. Maybe it's encouraging. I do hope that this podcast does help encourage other authors and writers and bloggers. Okay, that is my main purpose here. So, again, hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I will be back to chat with you guys again soon. Happy writing!